Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
A lot of stuff today. We were in the red zone, tight. Got some good competition there. I think you saw we got some work with running backs on backers and DBs. So to try to get use our pads as much as we could, keep everybody up. We also had some perimeter blocking work today. You saw that. A lot of reps. Slow start offensively today. We had a couple of punch outs, which were really good defensively, and we had a drop ball. Other than that, it picked up dramatically on both sides. A lot of good competition. Kept everybody off the ground for the most. Got everybody through practice for the most part. There'll be some soreness, but nothing serious. Everybody came through it in a good way, and good competition at the end with 2 minutes. So a lot of special situations plus the noise today. Yeah, it works both ways. You know, we've got an offensive side. We've got to play against a dramatically different-looking defense, and conversely, as Lance said, defensively, there's a lot of problems there that we have. Offensively, and it's as I said, I probably said competition 8,000 times in 6 days, and I'll probably say it again because that's what this is all about. That's how you get better. Going best on best, and continue to work people in there to see if they can handle the better competition. So it's a good thing, and it's a thing that's going to allow our football team hopefully to grow faster in every way. I mean, we really, you know, answer the question just by saying his name. If he's playing at full strength the way he started last season, we're going to be a lot better football team all around. And what he can do ripples through the entire team and into special teams and into the offensive side just by his athleticism, and his experience and leadership. I think we've got, the whole group is really a good group. I mean, Marty is, got some real special qualities, but when you're looking at the other four guys, they really are. They're very smart. They all have good hands, sufficient hands, and are good route runners. So at the point of attack, we've got a couple of guys that are legitimate guys who can go in there and be at the point of attack tight ends and a pass blocking tight end. So that helps us. They're showing up every day. They're running around. They got a smile on their face. They're working. It'll be exciting to see, you know, how they continue to sustain it, because now we're working into the second half of this thing, and, you know, will they know their assignments? Where will the mental errors be? Will they have the energy to continue to move forward? I think, you know, because of the way the CBA is and the way they've trained, I think they should be able to sustain. But we'll see. We'll see. We feel very good about them. I mean, we're talking a completely different level from the rookies to when you're talking about experience and energy and skill set and fundamentals at this stage. I mean, these guys are too evolved. You know, veteran football players that are bringing it every day. They're bringing energy, excellent skill set, running to the ball, having fun out there, and doing their job and bringing everybody with them. That's a really cool thing to see, and just a credit to Phil and the staff for bringing them in.